Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. This is my last show out in Iowa, and perfect. It's perfect because it's snowing like crazy, and it's a little bit. It was raining earlier. It was a little slushy out there and a little icy. And oh my gosh, there you go. That's what happens. Okay, let me start with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom within us and all around us. We have it. We all have that connection, that beautiful divine spark. We have that beautiful heart flame that we can cultivate by put kindling on it. I did a blog post the other day where I talked about, you know, maybe your heart flame, your joy flame is so tiny that you need to put a little wooden toothpick on it as a start for building the flame up, you know. But it's up to us to cultivate that joy flame, that heart flame, that love flame that we all have within us. And really it's about finding what brings you joy. That's how you put, the little toothpick of a piece of kindling to start. You know, it could be as simple as something like maybe you wake up in the morning and you decide, I want to wear this red shirt. That's going to give me a lot of joy today. It could be as simple as before I jump out of bed, I'm going to wiggle my toes. I'm just going to lay there and kind of ponder. Although I think it's lie there. A whole other story. Lie there and ponder the world, ponder the universe, ponder my heart flame for a few seconds. So anyway, whatever cultivates and, gives you, brings some fire into your heart, into your love, into your joy flame, think about, starting out with little toothpicks as kindling, and then you can build that up, then maybe, as your flame is building and as you're going about your day, you keep adding, bigger pieces of wood to that joy flame. And maybe it's, I'm not even going to leave the house today. Like me, I'm sitting here. I ran out real quick. My sister-in-law kindly drove me to the co-op here so I could get a few supplies. And this is a perfect day to just stay inside. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm just going to love the snow, and I'm going to cook a little bit. And that makes me feel happy all over. So anyway, whatever works for you. I was thinking about, here we are now moved. We're in 2017, and lots going on in the USA and shifting into a new administration. And last night I sat there and I watched an interview with the Obamas, and I just loved them. I loved them so much. I still love them. I will always love them. They are such integrous, lovely humans. That one of the reporters asked them about what did they feel about the new, the election, and they kept it high. I mean, their whole thing of, if others go low, we're going to go high. That's what they do. And they said, you know what? We're here to help. We're here to support the new president and his wife. We have told them that we are happy to help. This is about our country. This is our country. And I just thought, oh my God, that is so beautiful. And I was really thinking about what is my role in this. you know, because I've tend to be pretty outspoken about stuff, and I have certainly lost many jobs because of speaking out about injustice and that kind of thing. And this situation has been felt kind of different. I really feel like I don't want to focus on the negatives of what he's doing, of our, you know, President Trump, what he's doing or what he is going to do. We kind of don't exactly know what's going to happen. And so I just keep getting this internal guidance to keep sending love. I don't feel like I'm supposed to protest right now. In a kind of a little fun aside, I just found out my sister-in-law is going to the Women's March in Washington, D.C., which I thought was super cool. And we're hoping to arrange to do a little video conference while she's on the march. So we'll see if that works out. And so, you know what? We're all called to do different things. We are all different. And I guess one of the reasons why I'm speaking about this is because there's so much negativity. There's so much fear. And often with activists, they or we have an idea about how others are also supposed to be active or how they're supposed to be activists. And you know what? We all have a different way of doing it. And I did have a pretty good friend kind of in a subtle way give me grief about my passivity, that she perceives as my passivity. And she's also not, I think she's an atheist, which is fine. You know, I don't care. She has her path. And I'm not an atheist. And I also really firmly believe in sending love to people. I feel like that's an active thing to do. I send love to people. I surround people in love. I help people cultivate their joy in their life. I came up with my new, kind of new to me, as a spirit translator. I help you tap into your internal guidance system and find more joy and love in your life. Because that is, to me, that is super key around how we're going to create world peace. Where's your love flame? Where's your heart flame? Where is it? Can you see it? Put those little toothpicks of kindling on there and build it up. So anyway, that's kind of my, I just have this such a strong feeling. And I keep thinking about Mother Teresa, how she said, I'm not going to go to a protest against the war, but I will go to an event that supports peace. And I thought, yeah, to me, that was just, that's a really key thing. I thought that was very important and very, just to me, made a lot of sense. So I'm not going to focus on negatives. I'm not going to focus on possible negatives because we just don't know what's going to happen. And anyway, I was very inspired by the Obamas. Like, no matter what they might say in private, they maintain their beautiful integrity, their beautiful just kind of calmness. And they just radiate love. They're so sweet with each other, too. He had his hand on her knee the whole time, and she had her hand on his hand, except for when she was talking and waving her arms around. But it was just lovely. They're so supportive of each other. Then, you know, there's also the whole very sweet energy with Dr. Biden's, so Joe Biden's wife and Michelle, and then the two guys together. So there's just something really lovely about that that makes my heart feel very happy. And so anyway, I'm going to keep being their fans, and I want to go high. I want to be with them. And so they just very much inspired me. Okay, so we actually go home tomorrow. We leave tomorrow from La Crosse, Wisconsin on the train at 7:15, and here we've got this kind of crazy storm, so we'll see what happens. It's about an hour from where we are in Iowa. We're in northeastern Iowa, Decorah, it's called, where Luther College is, and it's just so, this has been such an interesting journey, and such a beautiful journey, and such a very intense journey. Being here at kind of basically end of life with my husband's parents, and kind of watching that and learning about that and witnessing that, and what can we do to help? What can we do to be supportive? You know, what is too much? What is not enough? Even then, of course, my husband and I have talked a lot about what would we want, you know, at our end of life. And anyway, it's really been a lot to ponder and a very beautiful journey here. I realize that I am a medium and I do talk to people from the other dimensions. They have told me recently they don't like being called dead. So I used to say, I talk to dead people. And they said, well, we really prefer that, you know, people from another dimension or beings from another dimension. So because of that, I think I see death in a really kind of a different way. And I know that my sister-in-law were talking the other day about how we just really want mother to be at peace. And dad seems like we've just put him into hospice. And so in other words, we don't know. He appears to be kind of fading more rapidly. We don't know how much time he has, obviously, but it will bring him some comfort and some extra services, which will be lovely, which will also help mother. But mother has been a lot more agitated. And so then in my mind, I'm kind of like, huh, this is really interesting, because I know they're both, you know, dad's a minister and mother and dad are both Lutherans, you know, devoted Lutherans. So then I think, well, gosh, you know, where would a minister help, or, you know, does your faith help in this case? So my sister-in-law yesterday, we both decided that really all we could do was to just pray for them both to have peace. And that's kind of all we can really do. I mean, we do things, you know, we go down there and we help them. And, you know, I've been taking raw veggies at night, and they enjoy munching on raw veggies, and I've made split pea soup for them, and they enjoy that, and, you know, just that kind of thing. But in terms of kind of the bigger, what can I do? That's what feels like we can do. And really, you know, it's praying for peace for everyone, because we want all of us to have that peace. But it's interesting, you know, with 96 and 97 year olds, they never expected to live this long. And so it's just a really interesting to see them. They've been in the nursing home now for 3 months, and kind of, you know, how they've basically kind of faded a little bit there, or quite a bit, you could say. So, okay, the angels are saying they want me to do a chant. Okay, they're saying they want me to do the chant for neutral mind, non-attachment, because basically, as humans, we have these ideas about what we think should happen, or what we think could happen, or we have this picture in our minds of how things should be, and really, in our humanness, we're pretty limited around that. So the neutral mind kind of helps bring us a little bit out of that. And how I like to see it is kind of opening up to the divine to help, just almost like paving the way for whatever to happen. Because so often, I mean, I do this sometimes, I'll look back and I'll say, oh my gosh, I never could have orchestrated that in a million years. And look how great that turned out. So anyway, here's a neutral mind, non-attachment. Asankanav, asankatav, agamagam asankalo, asankakahe sudabara hoy, akari nam, akari salah, akari gyana gita gunaga, akari lakna bolana ban, akara sirasan yogavikan. Jine leke tisiranai, jifurumai, tif tifai, jeta kita teta now, vinana vena hi kotau, kururata kavam kaha vichar, varina java ekavar, jo tu dibhave sayubalikar, tu sadasala mata nirankar. So I have a little less than a minute left. Isn't that amazing how time flies when you're having fun? And I'm sitting here next to the window just looking at the snow coming down, 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 down. And it is extraordinarily beautiful. And if anybody out there is in the southern climate, you will laugh when I say that it feels pretty warm at about 35 degrees. A lot warmer than when it was below zero. So anyway, may you all have a fabulous, blessed day, and thank you for joining me. I'm excited to be going home. I won't quite believe it till I get on the train, but much love to you all. Wahiguru ji ka khalsa, wahiguru ji ki fateh.